All right, moving along here. Wednesday Talk Around continues. June 4th edition of The Morning Show. Thank you for waking up with us. 62 right now. A little bit of sunshine going on. Well, every Wednesday we talk with our friends over at OSBTI in Breckenridge. Today is no different. Got Taylor on the phone with me this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Listen, we're going to talk about something today, and I've had episodes of this too, and I'm sure a lot of questions about it. We're talking vertigo today. Taylor, what can you tell us about this?
Sure. So vertigo occurs when the crystals that are in our ear canal start moving around and they settle in areas of the ear canal where they don't belong. So these crystals in our ears are responsible for communicating with our brain where our head is in space. So when the crystals aren't in the right spots, they're sending the wrong signals to our brain, and this jumbled mess of signals that our brain receives comes out as dizziness or unsteadiness to us, and sometimes even nausea. And sometimes people can experience this as the room is spinning even.
Well, so that's like we're talking the severe cases of vertigo when the room starts spinning around.
When it gets that bad, yep, and it can cause the nausea and yep.
Okay, so again, crystals in the ears is getting kind of messed up. Taylor, is this easily treatable? What do you do for something like this?
Yeah, so we usually take a look at your vestibular system, so those ear canals, everything in there, and then we can take you through maneuvers that move these crystals back to where they're supposed to be in your ears. And then that often helps those symptoms pretty quickly.
Okay, so this vertigo can be something that that you would say is curable, right?
Yeah, oftentimes we see significant improvement within one or two sessions. Yep.
So you got a lot of people coming in with this, Taylor? You see a lot of cases?
It seems to fluctuate, but yeah, we'll have quite a few come in at a given time, and then it seems to kind of be not so many for a while, and then all of a sudden there'll be a lot more again.
Is it kind of age-specific, too, or is this kind of can this kind of affect everybody?
It tends to be prevalent with the older population, but you know what? I've had people really of all ages come in with it.
Okay.
Different things they'll say kind of started it, whether they took a flight and just going, you know, the changes in air pressure going up in the air on a flight, or they had a sinus infection. All those things like that can kind of lead to those crystals just not being in the right spot in your ears.
All right. So people listening to this going, you know, I think vertigo is what I got here. What is your number at OSBTI?
Our number over here is 218-641-7725. You can always check us out on Facebook as well.
Taylor, great to talk with you as always. Have a good rest of the week. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.
All right, that is Taylor at OSBTI. We're talking vertigo today. Makes me a little unsteady just talking about it. We talk with our friends at OSBTI every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? We gonna do this, oh why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that.